Mini-episode 1652 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at Sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello and welcome to FDH Lounge Mini Episode 1652, our review of Justified City Primeval Episode 1.6. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here, and we're breaking format this week on our simulcast with FDH Senior Editor Jason Jones on his After Further Review with Jones YouTube channel. Not because we wanted to, because we recorded an incredible breakdown in real time, but regrettably, the dreaded technical problem struck us, and the material was not usable. We said that about Episode 1.5 previously, and it was salvageable in the end, but not this time. So we'll substitute our format of taking a look at the top five developments from episode 1.6 with a tremendous thanks to Jason for his amazing work in getting our collective hours of material about this series produced, with a note that the material for episodes 1.7 and 1.8 is in post-production at this time. Number 5. If you want to take down a force of nature, you're going to have to do better than a pathetic slug like Lonnie. Neither white-collar criminal Bert Dickey, played so well by David Cross, nor Sweetie, was using their brains thinking that Lonnie would be able to solve the Clement Mansell issue. He's certainly gotten out of much bigger traps this season than dealing with these two clowns. Number 4. That said, Clement's gun didn't go up in the blaze like he thought it did. There's now a very pissed-off Trunnell looking to incriminate him with that gun, just like Carolyn, and their collective efforts to avenge Sweetie should have even Clement looking over his shoulder once he learns about what they have. Number 3, Raylan's frustration is spiking to dangerous levels. The story of this season, the aging taciturn gunslinger coming face to face with a raw agent of chaos, the Joker to his Batman, is certainly causing this fish out of water, both geographically and the 2020s as a whole, to contemplate crossing lines that he only crossed once before, coincidentally, with Detroit's own Nicky Augustine. But that time he didn't have his badge. Is there another way that Raylan can allow himself to get right with getting Mansell by any means necessary? Number 2, Sweetie, We Hardly Knew Ye. The down-on-his-luck musical genius who couldn't get out of his own way saw his story end the only way that it could, at the hands of Mansell, when his desperation to rid himself of the Oklahoma wild man led him to commit the unforgivable sin of stupid desperation. Will his death be avenged before others who are enraged by it end up causing themselves to be provoked into becoming Mansell's next victims? Number 1. What, no Albanians? Can we get a bolo on them? Now, it's arguable that they didn't fit onto the canvas of episode 1.5, which was a quiet, character-revealing episode for the major players of this season. One could perhaps admit that the storytelling didn't allow for their presence, but two episodes in a row of them staying completely in the background makes no sense, particularly when the logical storytelling might have led to them stumbling onto the successful sting-slash-assassination of Mansell and complicating it further. This has been a strong season in the history of Justified, arguably in the top five behind seasons 6, 4, 2, and 3 of The Mothership, but that's not to say that all of the choices have landed perfectly. At this point, we can only hope that when the Albanians resurface that there's some kind of after-the-fact explanation of why they've been missing that makes sense. But it doesn't seem likely that the writers built one in. We'll see. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.